This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links projects at a total outlay of 4,033 crore rupees. The railway project includes Kokrajhar-Gelefu and Banerhat-Samatse. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the project will connect two important cities of Bhutan, namely Gelefu and Samatse.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelefu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samatse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banerhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held consultations with his Bhutanese counterpart Aung Pema Shoden in New Delhi. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said both sides reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral engagements and noted the progress achieved in all key areas of cooperation. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the Free Trade Agreement FTA with the European Free Trade Association EFTA countries, that is Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, will come into effect. I beg your pardon, will come into effect from tomorrow. Addressing the valedictory session of the UP International Trade Show at Greater Noida, Mr. Goyal informed that the developed nations are keen to sign FTAs with India, which has already concluded such agreements with the UAE, Australia and the UK. The minister further stated that India is also in discussions with the US, EU, New Zealand, Oman, Peru and Chile, while Qatar and Bahrain have also expressed interest. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has constituted an NDA delegation to visit Tamil Nadu's Karur and look into the circumstances which led to the incident of stampede. During the visit, the delegation will also meet the affected families and submit its report to the BJP President. BJP MP Hema Malini will be the convener of the delegation, with BJP MPs Anurag Thakur, Tejasvi Surya, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde and TDP MP Putta Mahesh Kumar included as members. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New York, marking a significant step in rebuilding ties between the two countries. Dr. Jaishankar welcomed the recent appointment of High Commissioners, describing it as a welcome step in strengthening diplomatic relations. Canada has listed the Bishnoi gang as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Code. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. White House has released a peace plan to end the two-year-old Gaza conflict following a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The peace plan included that Gaza will be a de-radicalized terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors and will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza who have suffered more than enough. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin this afternoon at 3 p.m. The Indian women's cricket team will look into the end of 47-year wait for their maiden International Cricket Council title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.